This is Charlie's in the House, UPR's weekly local theater review, where we highlight live entertainment in Cache Valley and throughout Utah. I'm Charlie Schill. The play Twelfth Night is the Shakespearean equivalent of the screwball comedies that Hollywood made during the 1930s and 40s. Done right, the comedies of William Shakespeare are just that hilarious, and the Utah Shakespeare Festival knows how to do these shows right. Granted, much of the script's humor, cloaked in pretty poetry, goes right over the heads of modern theatergoers, but the cast of the festival's ongoing production of Twelfth Night has mastered the art of translating Shakespeare's text into broad physical comedy, and they clearly telegraph all the punchlines with exaggerated facial expressions and gestures. The plot of Twelfth Night is so convoluted as to be practically inexplicable, but there's enough music and pranks and mistaken identities and cross-dressing and slapstick to keep the performers busy and the audience in stitches. The standouts in an altogether amazing cast are Sarah Hollis as Viola, who spends most of Twelfth Night pretending to be a boy, Tristan Turner as her twin, Sebastian, Renee Thornton Jr. as the Duke, who picks exactly the wrong boy to deliver his love letters, and Betsy Mugavero as the Lady Olivia, who picks exactly the wrong boy to fall in love with. The dubious denizens of Lady Olivia's household are especially amusing, including the jester Fest, played to perfection by Trent Dallin, Katie Cunningham as the wily maid Maria, Todd Denning as the mischievous Sir Toby, Josh Jeffers as the drunken Sir Andrew, and Chris Mixon as the despised majordomo Malovio. Long story short, Twelfth Night is being played to the hilt at the Utah Shakespeare Festival through September 7th. If you're like me and you don't believe there's been any decent pop music made since the late 1980s, there are still venues in Utah to enjoy good old rock and roll music. One of the best of those spots is the USANA Amphitheater in West Valley City. For those of you who seldom get south of Sardine Canyon, the USANA is an outdoor venue featuring national acts and tours. On Friday of this week, the Wilson Sisters of Heart will share the stage with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. On Saturday night, Sting will perform with the Utah Symphony. On September 14th, KISS will bring their end-of-the-road tour to the USANA stage. A week later, Leonard Skinner will blow into town with their Last of the Street Survivors farewell tour. And that's my kind of music. This is Charlie Schill with your weekly local theater review.